96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, Kids of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Cause y'all got to learn, it's y'all turn like Detroit Red. When his head had an ultra perm, the long walk to burn. Your bare heels soaked the worn your boots. The game camouflaged like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm and form the troops. Send them out into the world, go to war on the fluke. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. With a cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world,
the
sharp.
The Wednesday, November 2nd edition of Talking Heads is on and popping right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And I got to do a little personal housekeeping and house cleaning before we get the show started today. Okay, so bear with me. And I know you'll do that because I always brag on you all being the biggest and best audience in all the land. And you'll understand this. Mr. Producer, one plate of curry, one plate of chicken curry, one plate. See, the fact that you just coldly admitted to only one plate makes me wonder, were there two? You've already consumed one, you're on the second one, and you're telling a fib. You're lying. I believe there was stooped in from Star, you know, so I love curry. I could have lived with that. That's my comedian brethren, I understand. He addicted to curry. So, you get one plate. One. So what happened? Isaac Mirage? I don't like curry neither? All right, everything cool. Everything cool. It tastes good, eh? So you just want to be extra stink now and rub it in and tell me how it tastes. All right, me and Duncan remote this Friday, but guess what? Next Friday, boy, I eat a dozen of your favorite in front of you, boy. A dozen. Cool. And when you go inside and say, well, I need my hookup, you know they can tell you, naughty say them donuts taste good, but you're Miami Dolphins, but you ought to run right out, you know. Listen, next time, secure 2 plate of curry, please. Call me. Say, naughty, there might be curry on the horizon. Call me. But next time, eh? Boy, look here. You're lucky to be on radio right now, because if he was in a sports bar right now, trust me, I would get flagged for taunting and illegal procedure, because I was katif that played by. Man, at least close the door, man. You ain't got to let it waft in here, man. You know what? I can call the boss, you know. I bet you the boss got a plate of curry too, though. But you ain't know what I mean. You know what? I got to start coming in and just lurking around in here around by 12:30, 1 o'clock before I make sure and just hang, just lurk. I believe that's when the food has come through here. And see how you got your head down in the plate, not even looking? You look like an old turtle just going in your shell with your head down, eating your curry, you ain't even pop up, you ain't saying nothing, everything cool. You should drop that plate. Anyway, let's get into the show. It is a Wednesday, it's hump day, middle of the week, we're going to get over it together. Obviously, you know, we got the headliners to look out, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads and The Buzz coming up. It is an open line edition of Talking Heads today, so, you know, I'm going to let you all chime on in. Lots to talk about. Mm-hmm. So I want you to chime in, and just a few of the things on the docket, if you look at it, we got more murders, so you know we got to talk about crime. The grocers and the pharmacists taking on the government. Carbon credits is another hot topic, all right? The COP27 is another hot topic. And, of course, I know you're still going to talk about shanty towns and the remnants of the Bermuda trip and so on and so forth. So you know how to chime in, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-4796. That's 422-GR96. Take us live wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com, GuardianTalkRadio.com. cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. Now, before we get to the top portion of the show, the headliners brought to you by Fine Threads and The Buzz, brought to you by John Shoes. You know, I got to hit you up with your trivia, with your brand teaser. Yeah, man. Prepare for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Great show over there at the Joker's Wild. Headliner Kurt Green, feature comedian Brent Blakeney, and yours truly, funny show from start to finish. 2-for-1 on all locals. 2-for-1 on all locals, so take advantage of that. Tuesday through Sunday is showtime. All right, Tuesday through Sunday is showtime. Doors open at 8. Showtime is at 9 p.m. sharp, and we're located between the Carlton and the Beach Tower over there at the beautiful Atlanta. So come get your laugh on. And, of course, we're also playing for Dunkin' Donuts coupons, so you can be out running on Dunkin'. No reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. All right? All right. Now, this is a good one right here. This is a good one. Okay? Now, you know how to get it in? The quicker the better. This Wednesday, I don't want you to stress your head too much. All right? But yeah, this is what you're working with. All right. What comedy became the first film that was directed by a woman to gross over $100 million at the box office? You need to tell me the name of the director and how much did it actually gross at the box office. All right? You got between now and the top of the news in the 5 o'clock hour. All right? To get your answers in. All right? And you know how to get your answers in. Okay? Which movie, directed by a woman, grossed over $100 million at the box office? What was the name of the movie? What was the name of the director? And how much money did it actually pull in? All right? You got between now and the top of the news in the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. All right? All right. Now, while y'all take care of that, I'm going to get into the headliners. Who are us making headlines in the 242? What's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian? News and views that matter. Since 1844. Is this a Guardian here, Mr. Producer? Y'all left it on the table for me today. You left a paper for me, but no curry. You got the paper right, but no plate. Let's get it together next time. Paper and a plate of curry would have been awesome. I digress. All right, so we got... Don't forget, Fine Threads doing big things this Thursday and Friday. Thursday and Friday, they got the return of the sidewalk. And you know, when it comes to sidewalk sales, there is only one set of people that know how to really do the sidewalk sale, known for years without fears, is Fine Threads. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, they're having a legendary sidewalk sale this Friday and Saturday, November 4th and 5th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And give them a call, 393-5684, 394-1552. This Friday and Saturday, up to 50% off. Mackey Street location only. The legendary Fine Threads sidewalk sale. Saturday and Sunday, the 4th and the 5th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You don't want to miss it. All right, before we get to the headliners, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, the name of the movie is Big. And the name of the actress is Penny Marshall.
All right. Now, what you got as far as what it grossed?
Over $100 million.
Over $100 million. and that's just throwing you sticking to it.
Absolutely.
All right. I'll help you out, man, because y'all did a good job today chiming in on this. You are absolutely correct. The movie, all right, was Big.
Big League.
No, just Big. The movie Big, yeah, with Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
And it was directed by Penny Marshall.
Yes.
All right. The screenplay was by Annie Spielberg and Gary Ross. And it made $18 million on its first day. And the grand total, the movie, was $114,968,774. And I know how you go. So you said it grossed over $100 million. So you're being a kind of $14 million event over. But you straight, man. Mystery Dolphin, just hold the line. Get my producer your information so you can get your prizes. But you got Joker's Wild Party passes and you got Dunkin' Donuts coupons, all right? So you're hooked up.
Okay.
And I'm sure we shall hear from you in the 5 o'clock hour And you look like you was dead on with the heat out of night too, boy. I didn't think Golden State was, I didn't think they was gonna do it, but they came back and got them Warriors, boy.
Worry, I'll be calling you and Pearly during the sports hour.
I know you got plenty to talk about today, boy. So, konnichiwa, we'll talk to you then. But hold the line, yes. My producer gonna get you straight, all right?
Okay.
All right, and that was my callers. Now, let me check my texters. Yeah, see, texter number one, you said League of Their Own. No, it wasn't League of Their Own. It was the movie Big, and it was with Penny Marshall. My second texter, you didn't put the number in there. And boom. Okay, third texter. Here you go. Winner. And you're good to go. All right. Crummy, is this another call or are we? All right, so let's continue now. Let's get into your headliners. And feel free to chime in on these, all right? But like I say, just jumping out. Big headline in The Guardian. News and views in Madison's 1844. Shut down. All right? This is yesterday's paper, babe. You see how you go? But I should have read it before you handed it to me. That's what I should have done. But anyway, give me 1 second. Allow me to just pull up the headlines. Because I see somebody got the itis from that big plate of curry. But I'll tell you, coming to work today, the big talk continues to be, you know, the back and forth over the Bermuda trip. Okay? And, you know, the grocers have their issues. The pharmacists, you know, today's top story in The Guardian, government won't accept violation of law. And this is in regards to the situation with the pharmacists and pharmaceutical companies. Halkita's adamant price control changes are in effect. Government to meet with the Pharmacy Association today. But shouldn't you all have met with them prior if they had some issues with this? Shouldn't we have had this discussion ahead of time? And yeah, I get it from all sides. I get it with some members of society saying, hey, we felt held hostage. They're trying to hold the government hostage. There's other members of society say, no, man, they can't tell me how to run my business. I mean, if we want to go in that direction, let's have consultation, let's have negotiation, and move forward so we all win. And I think that's what's going to be more coming out of this. More tribalism and more people speaking out for their best interest. You need to speak out for everyone's best interest so we know what the best interests are to keep them at heart, and then obviously try to formulate a plan that we keep everybody's best interests at heart, but we get the results that we need. This isn't the results we need. This is not happening. We need to revisit this. I'm all for getting it right. I'm not about picking a side in this. I'm about getting it right. So in the long run, all Bahamians benefit from it. The small man to the big man and everybody in between. I feel the plight of the government. I feel the plight of the business owners. And I feel the plight of the citizens. Which should not be forgotten in all of this. Grocers defiantly refuse to change prices. Story by Candia Dams. Grocers have refused to reflect price changes in line with the new price control regulations, whose enforcement, the government said, took effect yesterday. John Bostwick, the attorney representing the Retail Grocers Association, said last night the position remains the same as it was yesterday morning, and that is there are still no changes to the prices. As far as we're concerned, the consultative process is going on, and we're waiting to hear back from them. President the Davis administration, Prime Minister Philip Davis and others in his administration met with the Grocers Association on October 17th to discuss the grocers' concerns about the price and control changes. Davis then announced without consultation in a national address on October 11th. So there you go. Here we are. Again, consultation, communication. A little civility, you know? Sit down at the table. Negotiate it correctly. Because at this stage of the game, where we are in 2022, we all need to benefit. So I think the grocers and the pharmacists will be amicable to discussions from the government, and the government should be amicable to discussions as well, vice versa. That's how this thing called democracy works. Let's find out the best way forward. But in order to do that, we need to dialogue. We need to have these meetings. We need to have communication. Another big headline today. Monroe not satisfied with the DPP's management. Minister of National Security Wayne Monroe said police have expressed concern that the director of the Department of Public Prosecutions is not aggressively appealing fines to see them released back on the streets. He also said police investigators have felt disrespected when serious cases are not prosecuted by senior attorneys in the department, but defendants engage experienced lawyers. Monroe said he has asked Minister of State for Legal Affairs Jomo Campbell to organize a meeting with himself, the Commissioner of Police, and Director of Public Prosecutions, Mr. Garvin Gaskin, to go over those concerns. But, Mr. Monroe, I understand your plight, and I understand your position. But when we gotta have a meeting, or when you gotta have a meeting with Joe Public, who you want to vote for you, over our concerns with you. Because we got some concerns with you. But I digress. That's the story in the show for another day. All right. And that's just some of the headlines blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views at Madison's 1844. Here's some other stuff from the big business segment. Chamber throws support behind grocers and pharmacy tourism stakeholders. Paige McCartney with the story. Good read right there. What else is happening? Central bank to introduce savings bond scheme. And IRCA seeking to define major outage in regard to supply of electricity. All right, so that's some of the headlines blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views at Madison's. And, of course, don't forget, it's all brought to you by Fine Threads. And they got their huge sidewalk sale this Friday, this Saturday, November 4th and 5th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Mackey Street, the flagship store, top of the hill, Mackey Street only. Definitely want to check it out. Up to 50% off. You don't want to miss out on that. Let's check the text lines. Naughty. Brave bringing hardship on the Bahamians rather than relief. BPL increases could have been avoided. VAT on bread basket items, baby and feminine products, home and medicine could have been avoided. All of this was avoidable. Why won't this Lost Day crew obey the law and follow the Procurement Act? That's a very good question, Dexter. Very good question. And it's a great way to slide out of the headliners into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And Johns reminds you, they now have small home appliances and cookware available for you as well. All right, both locations, Johns Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. Be sure to check them out. And remember, with Johns, serving you is a pleasure. All right, everybody's still buzzing on it, man. Everybody, and this is where I want you all to open up the phone lines and the text lines and chime on in. What say you about the situation between the government and the grocers? And the pharmaceutical retailers and the pharmacists, the tourism sector creeping into that as well with some issues. So what say you there? Like to hear from you on that. In addition to that, what's your take on this whole crime situation? Had another spate of murders. I think it's safe to say we do have a crime crisis. Can we say it? Even if the chief of police can't? And again, taking nothing away from Mr. Fernanda. I have no problem with that gentleman, all right? Known him for a long time. He's all good with me. I'm all good with him. You know, I'm no beef or no gripe. But I'm just saying, you got to agree to disagree on this one, Mr. Fernando. We do have a crime crisis. We do. Naughty likability, PR, and flaming can only get you so far. But now the tire and the rubber is hitting the road. Urch! I think so. So chime on in. Let me know what you think about this whole situation with the grocers and the pharmacists versus the government. The whole crime situation. And obviously we need to talk carbon credits as well. That's still the hot topic of the day. My question is moving forward on this. How much is the worth of what we possess? What is our actual, you know, the value of what we possess? What are we going to be getting paid for our carbon credits? And who is going to be managing that said carbon credit portfolio? Very key to keep an eye on all of that, you know. Because carbon credits is the hot narrative. It's the big booming around the world. It's big money. And you know what I always say? Follow the money. So let's keep an eye on that. I need all of the money to get to us Bahamians. However lucrative the deal is that we put together, and it needs to be negotiated on behalf of Bahamians so we benefit the most out of it, then let's get it on. Let's get it popping. Let's do it, but let's do it right. And let's make sure that at the end of the day, it hits the bottom line where it's supposed to and helps Bahamians like it's supposed to. All Bahamians, regardless of your affiliations. And then once we get that down, that the carbon credits will be a good blueprint for how we look at who manages to fly over airspace. Because you got to keep an eye on that too. But that's another show for another day. Naughty, sing. Okay, that's a long time. Naughty, I don't feel bad for us, though. We continue to buy dreams from the pending time. What was the true sense in coming from under the British or UBP when the same people are holding you down like the former oppressors? I would have rather been under the Union Jack than this for the last 50 years. All right, pump the brakes, brother. Pump the brakes. I understand you passionate. I understand you got some points in there maybe, but you got to look at it. Hold on now. I still like, you know, being under the aquamarine, you know, the gold and the black. But I get your point. Maybe we should have managed ourselves a little better, then you wouldn't be feeling the way you feel. But I get it. I get it. I think we should audit churches too and cap how many funds they can take out of the mindless and to take out of the worshipers that actually congregate and go to their companies. Also, we need to cap and audit aggregates and mining companies. Seeing that the government wants to control how much companies can make, which sounds like a dictatorship to me. Okay. Now, Texas, last piece back, I'm going to make sure I got that name correct in there. Because if he was asking me to be comical, you know I could do that in a heartbeat. I just want to make sure that name I see, and I don't know if they could be comical. Naughty, Wayne Monroe has lost. This administration is looking for a scapegoat for the failed efforts against crime. Wow, so you say he's the scapegoat. Naughty, every businesses have different levels. You can't set prices for businesses not knowing all that. I do agree that businesses should be fair with pricing if VAT has been discontinued on items or duty has decreased. Sometimes the consumer does not feel that flow through. However, in my opinion, I think the government should let competition reign and not dictate price levels. Another take on it, which if you look at it, you can have a good argument over that. You can have a good debate. So I'm thinking we're in the right direction on one thing. We're being vocal. We're expressing ourselves, which is good, but we need to get to the solution time of this. We can't be kicking this can down the road 6 months and we still, you know, spinning the wheels in the mud on this. We got other issues we got to deal with and that are going to become a problem if we can't get this dealt with. So it's all intertwined. All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to the first break. On the flip side of the first break, I'll be back at you with the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Then we'll get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. I'll open up the phone lines for you some more so we can continue the conversation. Texas, I see you chiming in. I'll pick them up on the flip side of the break. Caller, just hold the line for me. I'll pick you up on the flip side of the break. All right, the Wednesday edition, the November 3rd edition, as a matter of fact, right? The 3rd today, right? The 2nd, all right. Wednesday, November 2nd. I'm a day ahead of myself. I don't know why. I wish I was a day behind, and I'd be catching up and not, anyway. Nonetheless, the Wednesday, November 2nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day. Wait.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave his boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No, boy. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crock Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Island.
And Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, Johns is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with Johns' great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. Johns also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at Johns, where we put fashion at your feet.
Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket, or double your chances with the King Combo, or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK Family Deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday, where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Center, South America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life, real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
The Wednesday, November 2nd edition of Talking Heads continues right now. And time to get up into the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And listen, people. Listen. The bites are back. All right? When you... they're back. I just wanted to remind you, okay? That you want to enjoy them, okay? They're off the chain good, all right? The bites are back. KFC chicken bites are freshly hand-breaded bites of premium white meat seasoned with the Colonel's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices made by the chicken experts. All right, and don't forget the bonus bites include your choice of mango habanero, barbecue, buffalo ranch, honey mustard, or special KFC sauce. Dip, hooray, KFC bites are back, and they're finger-looking good at your favorite KFC. Look, there's more. That's right. KFC is kicking it off, man. They've got the big giveaway going on, all right? The MetaQuest 2 VHR headset. Each week in November, one a week in November for the entire month of November. All right, the first drawing is next Monday. All customers have to do is mega-size their meal deal or big deal. You mega-size your meal deal or big deal at your favorite KFC location, then fill out the receipt and enter it in-store for your chance to win. Remember, when you enjoy the craveable flavor of a KFC meal deal, mega or big deal, you could be the lucky winner of a MetaQuest 2 VR headset. Simply mega size and enter your receipt at your favorite KFC location for your chance to win. See you in the metaverse, courtesy of KFC Nassau. KFC Nassau doing big things, boy. All right. So let's check out the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. I'm going to slide into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break and open up the phone lines for you. But I tell you, a lot of things blazing up. Aaron Paul files petition to legally change name alongside wife and son. Yeah. Now, this was kind of interesting. At the start of the NFL season, Washington Commanders running back, rookie running back from Alabama, Brian Robinson, was shot. Okay? Now comes to find out a 17-year-old boy has been arrested for his alleged role in the shooting of the Washington Commanders running back earlier on this season. Now, as you know, it cost Brian at least the first 6 weeks of the campaign. He's back. He's playing with the Redskins. I mean, with the Commanders. Listen, they always could be the Redskins in my book. I'm sorry. Freudian slip. But 17-year-old involved in that. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Tragic situation in that Migos shooting. More details coming out with the sad passing and death of Takeoff, member of the Migos. And there's more extenuating circumstances that keep continuing to just leak out of that. Kevin's pop music following Takeoff's death. A lot of backlash and, you know, a lot of people going on the rap industry. And the official coroner's report, Takeoff was shot in the head and the torso, which led to his demise. What else is popping off? Aaron Carter pulled over on suspicion of DUI while driving an RV. I don't think there was no suspicion there when it comes to Aaron Carter. He was probably hammered again. And if you're a fan of the show, Dead to Me, the final season is coming up. You don't want to miss that. Christina Applegate and Linda Cardinelli. Funny, 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 funny. All right? And I like the interview. Anything with Christina Applegate, and I'm a big fan of Christina from back in the day. All right? We grew up watching Christina grow up. I'm glad to see her doing big things. And I think she's funny in her interview. And in some of her roles as well, even when she's trying to be serious. OnlyFans model Courtney Claney hurled racial slur at her boyfriend months before killing him. Obviously, you know that was a multicultural relationship there. And she's up against it now. Don't play victim now. We've got to let this play out before the courts there, Courtney. And sad news from the NFL, Tom Coughlin's wife, Judy, passes away at age 77. So my thoughts and prayers go out to Coach Coughlin, too. Even though he used to beat up on Mike Cowboys a lot, still a good dude and does a lot for the community in New York and in Jacksonville. That's a wrap right there on your global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less, all brought to you by KFC Nassau. And now I'm going to open up the phone lines and get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, and I invite you to take mine. Let's chop it up. Lots to talk about. Do you think we have a crime crisis in the country? Do you think it's safe to say we have a crime crisis? Let us know, you know? Let us know. But I'll be honest with you, man, you need to check out Dunkin'. The pumpkin is back at Dunkin'. The flavors are back at Dunkin'. All right, you got the pumpkin going on. You still got, they had those Halloween donuts. They were off the chain. Big up to everybody who did that thing for Halloween as well, too. All right? And don't forget to pop on in to your favorite Dunkin' location and check them out. All right? They got the pumpkin spice signature lattes going on, your favorite donuts, your favorite breakfast sandwiches. All right? And when I say the pumpkin is still there, they still got the pumpkin munchkin, the pumpkin muffin, and the pumpkin donuts going on at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brenner Road with the drive-through, East Street South with the drive-through, Carmichael, the newest location, and at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. All right. So as we get up, as we get into it, what's on your mind? I mean, I could go back and forth with plenty on my mind. Let me know what you think about the whole situation that's going on. Let me check the text lines right now. Naughty, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Weren't we just talking about the previous administration dropping the ball on multiple levels, and now we're talking about this new administration dropping the ball on multiple levels? When is this ever going to change? When is it going to change? That change relies on me and you. When are we going to, you know, be more mature at the polls and realize, hey, we need better. We want better. We're going to ask for better. We're going to demand for more of our politicians. It falls on us. We can't just sit back, watch everything go by, let it happen, and then worry about it after the fact. That's too late. You know what they say? When you play it like that, one day the worm woke up and the cow was gone. So you know what that means, what the worm was left in, right? Okay. So, got to be proactive rather than reactive. If we see some things coming, we've seen it happen and play out before, then we need to nip it in the bud. We need to be able to say, no, we demand better. We want better. We shouldn't feel badly about it or feel inferior to say it. You want our vote. You want to work for us. You want to manage our country. You want to manage our dime. So you should be on a sterling job interview when you're campaigning, rather than just trying to go through the motions, pass the buck, and hope to God it's the party vote again. But I digress. Looking at a couple other things, though. Like I say, where are we going to go with some of these headlines? I'm keeping my eye on this, man. You know, the chamber throwing support behind the grocers, the pharmacies, tourism stakeholders. The government is up against it in this. And yeah, you can spin and say, oh, people trying to, you know, be held hostage. And no. We need to look at this and be able to say, we as the government expect this, we as the business owners expect this, and we as the society expect this. And it's time to hear each other. Time to negotiate. Time to reason, like they say. It's a big time for reason. We need to reason. It's time to show each other a vibe, you know, if we want to really break it down. Because obviously people are adamant about their businesses surviving, but they're not too far out of the realm of trying to meet at the table to negotiate. So we have to find a happy medium. We have to, because at the end of the day, it's us who control this, you know. We've given people the false pretenses that they got all the power. They got the power because we put them there. So if we have the power to elect you, then we have the power to criticize you if you drop the ball. We have the power to praise you if you do a good job. Don't get it twisted. Please don't. And yeah, you could say in some cases, like you said about the previous administration losing focus, this administration has lost focus too. So I get it. A lot of photo ops, a lot of PR, but hey, where are we? Okay? Same spot, same complaints. Just for the, you know, different colored spectacles on. At the end of the day, we got to want Bahamians, regardless of political affiliation, to succeed. To succeed and exceed expectations. We need to do well. If we do well, then we can make better decisions moving forward as to who we elect, in which direction the country's going, where we're going to elevate to, where we're going to broaden our horizons to. Where are we going? We get none of that right now from the past administration and this present administration. Just the same old, spinning in the mud. And you know who could change that? You and me and everybody else who's registered to vote in this country. Start letting them know the power of the vote. It's time to rock the vote, so to speak. the whole entire thing. Because that's what needs to change. That's the process that needs to change in order for us to benefit in the long run, and administrations to benefit, and businesses to benefit. And it's straight down the middle. We remove the politics out of everything. And we call it for what it is. Good old saying, know better, do better. And in a lot of these cases, we know better, but we fail to do better. So that's where we got to do better as voters and administrations who get voted in, who've asked for the permission, who've done an interview, so to speak, on the campaign trail, asking for that great responsibility to hold the keys and drive the car. But when you get it, stay out the potholes. And speaking of potholes, Mr. Sears, my God, Mr. Sears, come on, man, you all right with me? I hate doing this. But we can't, The potholes got to fix, my brother. And not with no crack of dust and a little bit of tar on the top. And it wash out by the next go round. No, sir. We need to get them potholes fixed. Allegedly, you're sitting on a lot of contracts to give out at works, man. Give them out and get them potholes fixed. Then you won't have everyday Joe Blow mad at you because the roads all tear up full of potholes. And then you won't have no constituents mad at you because they ain't getting no blight via the contracts. Connect the dots, Mr. Sears. Let's work it out. You need to hire me as a consultant to help you get your stuff together, man. Let me know, you know. Because I could link you with the people to fix the potholes. And then I could link you with the people to tell everybody what a good job you did fixing the potholes properly. Anyway, let's go to the break there, Mr. Producer. I see my phone ringing. Might be my MP. He might want me to ease up. Well, you know, Mr. Sears, you all right with me, but let's fix them potholes, eh? And we need drains before we need sidewalks. Let you know that, too. All right. We'll pick up the conversation on the flip side of the break right here as the Wednesday, November 2nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Dunkin' lets the good vibes float with their new Blood Orange Refresher, bursting with flavor. Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers balance bold, sweet blood orange with tart cranberry and a hint of fall spices for a fun twist on a much-loved flavor. Served over ice with either green tea or coconut milk, Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers are loaded with B vitamins to keep you feeling renewed and refreshed. What are you waiting for? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you wanna look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Get a jump start on gifts at KFC this holiday season. This November, when you enjoy the craveable flavor of a KFC Meal Deal Mega or a Big Deal Mega, you can enter for a chance to win. KFC is giving away one MetaQuest 2 VR headset every week that can be yours by simply mega-sizing and entering your receipt. enjoy your finger-licking good KFC chicken meal and enter the metaverse, courtesy of KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good!
The Wednesday, November 2nd edition of Talking Heads continues right now. Got a couple of text lines for you. A couple of texts off the text lines, and then we'll get into Cuban Willie's numerology report, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. Naughty, say lose focus. You got to actually have some focus in order to lose it. I'm just calling a spade a spade. Next one. Naughty, I agree with you, my brother. Why are we still making the same mistakes 50 years later? Here's another one. We need an administration that's really about changing our country. Someone that really has our best interest at heart. Someone that isn't Lincoln Bain. That's a special case right there, misleading people. So what are you saying, Texas, that our options are pretty bad with the devils that we do know versus the devils that we don't know, as that saying go? Don't know how the saying go? Rather the devil you do know than the devil you don't. Isn't that the saying? I don't know. We got a lot to think about. We got a lot to think about. Because you know what? I hate to say it, and I don't want to sound repetitious, but when I look at all these situations and I look at the text and I look at the commentary and the contributions from the Texas and the callers, we still stuck in the mud. We still spinning our wheels. And the more things change, the more they stay the same. We need to make the change. We need to be the example. We need to be the generation that look, but history looks back on and says, this was the crew that had the backbone and the moxie to demand for better and seek positive change and achieve it. That's who we need to be. That's our legacy. That's what we need to write. But we'll talk about that on more episodes of Talking Heads. Right now, though, I got to get the Cuban Willie's numerology report, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. As soon as Cuban Willie's hits you with the numbers, we're going straight to the news. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we're talking sports. Earl the Pearl will be in the building. So keep it right where you got it. The Wednesday, November 2nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. Cuban Willie, where you at, papi?
Huepa, soy yo, Cuban Willie. Buenos tardes. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Happy hump day. I hope you got all the hump one leg at a time, you know. Take it easy when you do that. You don't want to put a hamstring or the muscle, you know. Okay, so mira. Let me tell you something. The number for today, let me tell you, man. I was watching the Phillies and the Astros play last night. And mira, the Phillies look good. They got up 2-1, so the first number is 2. You know what I mean? So I love that. I think that's a great number. I think that the Phillies is going to end it in 5 games, 4-1, okay? So the second number is 5, okay? And the third number is 6, because I only drink 1 6-pack of the Sans Bear last night when I was watching the baseball game. So be proud of me, because normally I drink 12. But I only drink 6 last night. So your number for today is the 2-5-6. 2-5-6. Bet it and forget it and play responsibly with the Island Game. Stay playing, my friends.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
It's time to say hello to finger-licking good KFC Bites. KFC Chicken Bites are freshly hand-breaded bites of premium white meat, seasoned with the Colonel's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices. These boneless KFC Bites are made by the fried chicken experts and include your choice of mango habanero, buffalo, barbecue, honey mustard, ranch, or special KFC sauce for that grown-up taste you'll enjoy. Dip, dip, hooray! KFC Bites, it's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant tight threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you wanna look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Talking Heads, the Wednesday, November 2nd edition continues right now. Let's go to the phone lines. Before I get into sports, though, you know, I always got to make time for my good brethren, Sparky. I think there's Sparky on the line. What's going on, Sparky?
Hey, good guess, boy. You must know the number for tomorrow, too.
Cuban Billy gave you the number earlier. I think it was 256.
That's the winning number or just what the play?
No, that's the winning number. How you know Cuban Billy's give you the winners now?
I don't know. I don't gamble. Never got in that. The best thing I did was play some dominoes and some Tonkin Vistas.
Oh, now you're talking Vist now. Hold on now. That's a good guy. That's a good game to play, man.
Yeah, but they, you know, I never got into the gambling probably the 5 and 10 a time and all that kind of thing.
No, man, I just like chopping you. I just like, you know, and breaking you.
And killing that double five in your hand and things.
Ah, there you go. There you go. I used to always wonder
how the fella could be telling me, bring that double five out, Johan. How do you know I had the double five? I don't only mean one, though.
No, boy, not in domino. You got some psychic players there, boy. Cut through.
Yeah,
they're going to
be doing psychology. They're doing psych or something. They would be reading your hand or reading your brain.
Must see all too. So what
you got? I'm holding them all into my chest. I ain't showing nobody nothing. But anyway.
What you got for me today, Sparky?
I really think it's the time has come in this country. They say technology and education is moving at space, you know, like warp speed, space, you know. You think you get a new food today, tomorrow, the Chinese and them doesn't make a new one after that. While you think you get the best of the latest new food, them fellas, they're fixing another one that goes sell tomorrow, with another one coming up.
You got it.
But I'm trying to say, you know, I think really, since 1973, when I was a 22-year-old and watched a fly come up for the first time, I heard all of those promises from the forefathers and everything, but where we was going, and Mr. Pendleton used to always be talking about we was going to the first world. I remember me used to always talk about the first world. I used to wonder, you talk about we is the third world, and then we go to the first world. Where's the second world? Do you jump over, or
yeah,
you going
yeah,
on
yeah,
somewhere?
Yeah. You just go from 3 to 1. I think it's an odd number.
You don't go to two. You don't go to second word.
No, it's like snakes and ladders. You roll the dice, you know. You move up, you know, accordingly. So I think you roll the dice on this one. You leapfrog
so
number
we
two.
We
don't
pass the second word then.
Yeah, man.
We still on the way to the first world, the way we stay yet.
Maybe we are in the second world right now on our way to the first world because we ain't reached yet.
Because, you know, I think some of these fellas would go in the House of Assembly. They're younger than me. And plenty of them ain't meant to be government high. But I hear they're smarter than me. But I want to know why they don't just come out and tell us the truth sometimes. I mean, you know where I stand, my affiliation, and where I is at the moment, and I ain't changed right now for no particular reason. Because I believe the leader, what I call the leader right now, I believe him himself mean well. It's them not-a-ones, them not-a-ones surrounding what I call rookie politicians, but going in there for the first time and now they got suit and chauffeur.
Yeah, but hold on, Sparky, don't forget some of the senior politicians in that party who are in love with the politics, but not the real politics, too, is be contributing to that, too, all right? It ain't just the young'uns.
Yeah, but see, I ain't going to break nobody down because I believe there's some real fellas that are trying their best to make things better. I believe so. But you got some fellas, but you know, these rookies, when they get in there for the first time, it's like, oh, Peter, I reached the pearly gates, open the gate, all is mine now. I forget them people who I begged to put me down here.
You mean there's a sense of entitlement after they win?
Oh, yeah, I'm bossed out. I don't need your help no more. You don't do what I ask you to do. You don't vote for me. You don't give me your one act. Now I don't need you no more. I just need the king children, and the king, the king grandchildren and the rest of them. I don't need you till the next 5 years. But what I'm getting at, tell me, you only patch the road because you ain't got no time to pave it. See, we don't need this whole patch, you know, Dottie.
Glad God you said this, Sparky.
We need Montreal Avenue. We need these roads paved.
And not just touch up. And see, my thing, Sparky, is find out who's getting the contracts to make sure they do a proper job because they on our dime.
But you
I don't mind people getting the contracts. Just make sure they do proper work for proper pay.
I know you go into sports now, but you, between me and you right now, let's talk truth for 1 minute. You ever see what happened to a pothole, what they do just before the rain? What happened the day after the rain?
It just wash out bigger and wasser, as the old people would say.
And the hole is be deeper. It is be wider. Because when them car tire hit that soft tire in the night in the rain, all of that going in the morning when the sun come up, the bigger hole there. But when you pave a road, nothing is washed away. And look like there's only paved the roads round Cable Beach, Bay Street, and that's all. But they don't come over the road where the majority of the people live who duck in these holes. And we see it. They put a bunch of tar in the back of a truck with two fellas, a pickaxe, and something called a tam-tam-tam. Then they park up the road, they go down the road, patch another one. And they doing this over. They just trying to keep people on the road working, eh?
I don't know if you got to ask those kind of questions, though, Sparky. It gets back to who's getting said contracts. And like I say, I don't mind anybody getting a contract once they qualified, and they do due diligence, and they do a proper job.
But it can't
be this. I know this looks like scrap gang patchwork to me.
Well, the other day, before you go, the other day I decided, because I saw when fellas through my corner, instead of putting down a cement driveway, he did a tar driveway, an asphalt driveway, and it looked so nice and beautiful. I checked with the guy who was doing it, and I did the same thing to mine. And we done had rain or top of rain or off top of rain, and I see no hole come in mine because my whole driveway is paved properly, pat down properly, and that's solid.
We need to look at options like that, Sparky, and on you know, maybe next week I'll bring it up. But like I said, we talk about this legalization and decriminalization. There's a whole industry in that hemp industry that speaks to stuff like this, too, that we could get into. But anyway, go ahead.
So the minister and the prime minister, they just go to the wake in helicopter. They don't drive on the same road, eh?
Boy, I know. They drive fluffy. I don't think they go through the juk-juk corners and the bada-bing, bada-boom corners. No, I think they just stay soft on the main roads. They follow the route of the royals.
The outriders tell the driver when to go round the hole.
Right. They just have that coordinated, man.
Oh, okay.
All right, Sparks, I got to get to sports, man. I appreciate you chiming in, man. And, you know, by the weekend, I need to link you and get you some brown bottles. I had some friends call me and say, Naughty, we want to get you some brown bottles. I hear you and Sparky talking about the brown bottles. I say, bring them to me. I get them to Sparky. We'll work it out. So I keep you posted on that, Sparky. Now, let's get up into sports like we always do in the 5 o'clock hour. And, right now, we got to start with another edition of today, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget, happy hour tonight, 5 to 7 at Naughty Johnny's. All right, well, worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Give them a call. See what they got going on for you. 377-7776. All right, today in sports history, November 2nd in 1938, it was announced that George Herman Babe Ruth had applied for the job of manager of the St. Louis Browns after being released as a coach from the Brooklyn Dodgers. 1960, Brooklyn Dodgers didn't have no sense back then. You see why? And I got to talk to Pearlie on this. Pearlie's always talked by what happened to the Dodgers. They're like, you know, you had some hard luck over our time. Yeah, you had hard luck. You know why? You let Babe Ruth go. You fired the Bambino. You released Babe Ruth as a coach from the Brooklyn Dodgers. That's held over you for years, man. CBS purchased, in 1964, CBS purchased 80% of the New York Yankees for $11,200,000. CBS purchased 80% of the New York Yankees for $11,200,000 in 1964. 19 began on the Kingdom in Seattle, Washington. 1988, a Mexican radio station erroneously reported that Mike Tyson had died in a car crash. 1992, Magic Johnson retired from the NBA again, this time for good because of fear due to his HIV infection. 1996, Michael Air Jordan was on the cover of TV Guide. 1997, Eric Metcalf of the San Diego Chargers set an NFL record when he ran back two kicks for touchdowns. The two returns gave him the league record with 10 in his career. That was later on broken by Devin Hester. 1999, NBA.com TV was launched. And your quote of the day, winning is the name of the game. The more you win, the less you get fired. Beb Gridolin, Boston Bruins coach. And that's a wrap on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Let's check the phone lines. Let's check out the Zoom. We got Pearly zoomed in. The Pearl hasn't zoomed in. Let me know when the Pearl chimes in. All right, and keep an eye out for Peter. Peter may be chiming in today as well, too. Naughty, Freedom of Information Act, until we demand it, nothing will change. Agreed. And we need to demand it, especially when they're on the campaign trail. But back to sports. Let's get into the home court. And the home court all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And you got to check them out, man. BK doing big things for you, all right? So be sure to check them out. And like I said, they got the big promotion going on where you can ride into the holidays. That's right. You can win a BYD 2020 Han EV. All right? Brand new car. All right? Yeah, it's a brand new car. You don't want to miss out on that. All right? November 1st through December 27th, all you have to do is buy a combo. Deluxe King, King's Feast, or Family Deal for a chance to win a BYD 2020 Han electric vehicle from Easy Car Sales. All right? All you got to do is get with Burger King, buy a combo, all right? And make sure, you know, fill out the required pleasure receipt. You have a chance to win a BYD 2022 Han electric vehicle. All right? Courtesy of Burger King Nassau. Right into the holidays with Burger King Nassau. All right. Let's check out the local scene. Sports-wise, that is, because, we like to keep abreast as to what's going on locally. Got to make sure our local athletes are covered and we get the word out. All right, $300,000 for Carifta. That's right. Oak Tree Medical comes on board as the title sponsor of the Carifta Games. With the 50th staging of the Carifta Games about 150 days out, the first meaningful step in the event returning to the Bahamas took place yesterday morning with the introduction of the title sponsor. And since opening its doors for business, Oak Tree Medical Center, under the new ownership of husband and wife team of Dr. Dawn and Christy DeVoe, has been a huge proponent of sports and the development of the youth in the Bahamas. So here we have it. All right, congratulations to Carifta and congratulations to Oak Tree Medical for stepping up and doing big things. Very good. Very impressed. Need to have some more corporate sponsors follow suit now as well. Kokabi to set up base in the Bahamas. And yeah, I know. Kokabi. All right, I'll tell you what it is, man. All right? Confederation of Caribbean. But additionally, the Bahamas Baseball Association and the government of the Bahamas, the Baseball Confederation of the Caribbean. That's Kokabi, all right? C-O-C-A-B-E. Is setting up a base here in the country, looking to plan to facilitate Kokabi activities and also to organize future baseball tournaments following a site visit about a month ago. The Kokabi executive team decided that the Bahamas would be the best option to establish its base. We thank the BBA for their willingness to share the office at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium with Kokabi, said Kokabi Secretary General Manuel Frias through a letter to the BBA. BBA President Sam Rogers, who also serves as vice president on the Kokabi Executive Board, said with the regional body setting up the base in the Bahamas, that could only do wonders for the future of Bahamian baseball, which I agree. So it's a good look there and a good move. We got Pearly chimed in yet? Wait, Pearly must have got stuck in the F-5 Friday today. And something that I definitely will be talking about over the next coming weeks on the show, and I'm, you know, proud to be another big part of it again this year. Been a part of it since its inception. Erie, which is set for December, a number of local and foreign pro players expected to take part. And after a one-year tryout at the Atlantis Beach adjacent to the Atlantis Resort, the Don't Blink 242 Home Run Derby is back to its home base, set for December 17th at Montague Beach. The event, which is growing exponentially in popularity and exposure to the tune of over 8 million viewers online, will once again feature local professionals, minor and major league hitters, going up against each other for the title of Don't Blink 242 Home Run Derby Champion. Organizers Lucius Fox and Todd Isaacs Jr., both Bahamian professional baseball players, are excited about this year's event again. And it'll also take, you know, the format will still be the same. Team competition, Team Fox will be aiming to take to tie Team Isaacs at 2 victories apiece. Team Isaacs won last year, so we'll see how it goes. And a lot of good major league talent going to be returning. All right. Bo Bichette prevailed the first 2 years. It was held at Montague Beach. I'm sure Bo will be back because just Bo loves the 242. Lewis Brinson, formerly the Miami Marlins and most recently the San Francisco Giants, he'll be back to attend. He won the event. And MJ Melendez of the Kansas City Royals came out on top last year. So a vast majority of the 25-plus Bahamian professionals, including Fox and Isaacs, are expected to take part. Fox, Isaacs, and Jazz Chisholm Jr., the Miami Marlins, were all part of the first class of young Bahamians under the current wave of youth baseball talent to sign professional contracts in 2015. Since then, over 20 young Bahamians have signed pro ball contracts with Major League Baseball organizations, and Don't Blink has been a big part of showcasing that talent every offseason. So looking forward to doing big things with Don't Blink as well again this year. And we got the big guy, Captain Henry Curry, the second fun run walk set for next week, Saturday. Under the banner of the 23rd Bahamas Company of the Boys Brigade, the Captain Henry W. Curry II Fun Run Walk will be held on Saturday, November 12th at 6 a.m., starting and ending at St. Barnabas Parish. The event will be held in honor of the Right Reverend Gilbert A. Thompson, retired suffragan bishop, and part proceeds will aid of the brigade's educational fund. So go on if you're a walker and support that Boys Brigade fund as well, too, indirectly. And we spoke to you yesterday about junior national team player Rima Collins joining Coach McQuinn. And you know who we're talking about. Coach Yo at Ole Miss. I think, listen, that young lady has put herself in a great position to play in a great conference with a great coach and have an opportunity to be the next Bahamian in the WNBA. Remember I told you that early. She's got all the skill set. Let's see where it goes. Mr. Producer, let's get to the first break, because that's a wrap on the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Flip side of the break, we'll get into who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. I'll also have my pro picks for tonight out of the NBA. Got some college football on the horizon as well on tonight's games. So we'll get to the picks brought to you by The Island Game. And, of course, at the bottom of the hour, the final 10 today, we got Stardom or Sit'em, courtesy of Michael Fabiano and the crew from Sports Illustrated, for all of you fantasy aficionados. So all of that is coming up on the flip side of the break. Keep right where you got it. The Wednesday, November 2nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. Naughty Johnny's Restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's Restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them all from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Dunkin' lets the good vibes float with their new Blood Orange Refresher, bursting with flavor. Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers balance bold, sweet blood orange with tart cranberry and a hint of fall spices for a fun twist on a much-loved flavor. Served over ice with either green tea or coconut milk, Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers are loaded with B vitamins to keep you feeling renewed and refreshed. What are you waiting for? Dunkin'.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
It's time to say hello to finger-licking good KFC Bites. KFC Chicken Bites are freshly hand-breaded bites of premium white meat, seasoned with the Colonel's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices. These boneless KFC Bites are made by the fried chicken experts and include your choice of mango habanero, buffalo, barbecue, honey mustard, ranch, or special KFC sauce for that grown-up taste you'll enjoy. Dip, dip, hooray! KFC Bites, it's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place. Is your place.
Fucking heads, the Wednesday, November 2nd edition continues right now, and it's time to get up into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros, and be sure to check them out if you're on your way home right now. They're still open for you on Mackie and Rosetta. All right, stop on in, get some Tropical Gyros, let Chef Comer and the crew hook you up. And don't forget, coming soon to JFK, R&D Plaza, second location of Tropical Gyros, all right? And listen, I always tell you, the Greeks may have invented the gyro, Chef Comer perfected it, all right? Be sure to check them out today, all right? As a matter of fact, I implore you, if you're on the way home right now and you're saying, wait, what are you going to do for dinner? Stop right there and let them hook you up. I promise. Earl of Pearl is in the building. Pearly, what's going on?
Quiet, my brother. Everything on the quiet. Watch my Phillies. Not my Phillies, them Phillies. But I tell you, watch them.
I thought you burned up some fingers in the air fryer. So once you didn't burn no fingers.
Not yet.
Yeah, but listen.
Not yet. No, probably do a steak.
You called it
a steak later.
That's a steak in the air fryer. I got to talk to you, man. I might invest in an air fryer. Nice steak with the munchies.
Season it nicely. Spit a little olive oil on it, and you got a little garlic, and you put a little garlic butter on top as you put it in.
Listen,
oh man!
I see this dude on YouTube. He's a ghetto chef because he's straight ghetto. He comes out of he looked like he lived in a trap house, right? But he uses that air fryer, yeah, man, and he could chef up some things, man.
I got two. That's one of the two best gifts I ever get.
All right, don't tell me what the first one was. Leave that. But listen, I gotta say that you were on it. You were on it from months ago, like literally when the baseball, right after the All-Star break, you know, teams go into that push out of to win the pennant, get field advantage in the playoffs, or they back against the wall and they fighting hard to make that wild card. You called the Philadelphia Phillies like 2 months ago, said right here on the show, Naughty, just on a random picking tonight. You say, no, man, start picking these Phillies moving forward. I like their pitching. They got everybody back. They seem to be healthy. And they playing for that wild card spot. Watch out. They could be dangerous. And from your mouth to God's ear, look where the Philadelphia Phillies are right now.
And
they,
you see them win.
They was impressive last night. They was impressive last night. I look at them to wrap it up in five.
First two pitches, two home runs.
Listen, I look at Philadelphia. If they could hold their composure, I think they put themselves in a position to win this World Series and make you look really, really good. And it'll technically give you
I've been on the road. I need to get me a good dream and get six numbers, you know, because I've really been on the road picking some things recently.
Don't get six. Just get three and tell Cuban Willie. We'll all be happy. But listen, you got Schwaben. You got Bryce playing ball. You got the pitching coming in timely.
Bryce is on his peak and for the season right, but he needs to be right at the right time.
Boy, you talk really about peaking at the right time and showing your bungie and excuse my French on national television, but Bryce picked the right time to do it because he's just showing off right now. I think, you know, now you're seeing some of the hype that was behind that $300 million contract a couple of years ago.
Yep. And Suarez pitched a gem, and they realized they had it in the bag. They was able to pull him after 5 innings, make sure he get the win.
Hey,
and they didn't have to use their high leverage relievers.
I can tell you something.
They're in a good position right now.
I can tell you something, buddy. I was watching them highlights going. Mother six Suarez that look good in pinstripes in New York, man. Blend right in with that Latino community in New York. Oh my God. Never mind.
But he looked even better with the Mexicano. He looked better with the Mexicano community in Southern California.
Shut up. You're getting judged, right?
And come out of that cold weather into some nice sunshine and warm weather.
Yeah.
Keep the arm loosey every night.
We got a caller, Pearly. Let's go to the phone line. Let's see what this is. I think it's probably Mystery Dolphin. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
What happened? Y'all catch Phil Lindsay.
I psychic today. I call Sparky and I call Mystery Caller. Hey, listen, I on a roll today. What's going on?
Yeah, you know what's happening. You use a shrink. you got ESP.
But listen.
You know what happened? Y'all catch Phil Lindsay. What happened, Pearly? I can't hear you. What's going on?
Catch feelings out, though.
What kind of feelings?
The game last night. What's going on, man?
Oh, Golden State and Miami.
I in the game last night.
No, he talking about
Miami.
Golden State and the Heat, man. You know he's getting you for the Heat now, Pearly. Come on now. You pick Golden State. I pick Golden State. He's trying to give us the business for the Heat.
I did pick Golden State.
Yes, y'all say Golden State and y'all almost win a salmon and shrimp dinner.
I tell you, almost a salmon and shrimp. You see, he threw the shrimp in today. It was only salmon yesterday, but now you know he's safe. He threw the shrimp in. Boy, you see how Mystery Dolphin is going? Hey, boy, I tell you. But listen, let me ask you a question. I noticed something. Now, you guys watch basketball. Am I seeing something wrong in Golden State? Is there maybe a disconnect in that locker room post that Draymond Green pool incident? Because they don't look like they're playing defense. They looks like a disconnect there, man.
Taking
nothing away from Miami winning last night. The Heat played well.
No, but you got to remember now, these good teams, it takes like close to like mid-season before they really start getting their legs back. You understand? Until they really start to really see that game developing. So it's just the early season. I'm not going to give that kind of excuse for the Lakers. I'll never give no excuse.
Hold on, and the Lakers done one. Hey, we on a streak, one in a row, babe. Stop it, and we beat Denver. That's French. Sorry, my bad.
Speak French.
Parlez-vous français, espagnol, and creole, too. Naboule. But listen, Freudian slip. They won a game. You can't beat up on Pearly's Lakers like that.
That's right. But what I'm saying is, not going to give that kind of excuse for the Lakers. You understand?
Because why? Why? You just think it's a badly constructed team?
Because of the two ladies on the team, Mrs. Westbrook and Mrs. James.
Well,
And you know the hurtful part? You know the most hurtful part about it, Mystery? I can't even argue with you on that.
I can't argue, neither. I'm ready to say, I with you, because you know how I feel about Mrs. James now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know.
I know you feel about
One of my friends show me a TikTok to David. Tell me, say, see why the Lakers can't win no game. Russell Westbrook driving, he can't jam in his reggae. And you know, Black Americans think they know reggae. White Americans done better to reggae than Black Americans. And he out in reggae rhythm, and he fighting. He said he goes, start shoot some 3-pointers. He ran there dancing up and thing in the car, playing reggae music.
it is because of LeBron James why Naughty is a prodigal child.
Right.
I know. I know. I just choose to stay until the abuse.
Mystery Dolphin, you know me well. The minute LeBron retire and the Lakers could go one, I'm sure they could go 1-81 for the whole year after he's gone, I will be there in all my Laker regalia. I'll be there.
I believe you. But you got to go back home. Nice. When you go back home, you can drive him out the house.
But maybe I need to go back home sooner than later. And yeah, maybe I need to drive him out the house.
Drive him out of the house. That's what you're going to do. But that game, Bam was all over them last night. Bam, bam, bam.
Adebayo.
All over them last night.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Butler shined last night. But you know what I like about that? With the great shooters that Golden State Warriors have, the Miami Heat didn't really put up. No one really put up no individual big point last night to win that game. I don't understand that. The highest scorer was Jimmy Butler.
That's true. You played a balanced game. You played a balanced game.
Yeah.
I think, though, I think Miami could win a lot of games like that if they play balanced. Because they got a lot of... All right, have a look at this. Jimmy Butler had 23, 8, and 6 in 37 minutes. All right?
Bam had
19, 7, and 6 in 37 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Lowry, 13, 9, and 5. Now, check this out. Nobody saw him coming last night, but the big baller for the Heat last night was Struss, 24, 2, and 1 in 33 minutes. And then Robinson chipped in with 17.
And Tyler Hero, too.
Yeah, and Hero did his thing, but Hero only had 2 points in 10 minutes. But in the 10 minutes he played...
What stats you looking at? That's last night's stats.
I'm looking at the Warriors and the Heat.
Yeah.
116.
I thought Jimmy Butler had 23 points.
Jimmy Butler did it. I said Butler had 23, 8, and 6. Yeah. You just said Hero did well. And I said, no, he didn't. He had 2 points, one assist, and one rebound in 10 minutes.
But Kyle Lowry had 12 points.
I mentioned him earlier, 13, 9, and 5. I had just mentioned him. You need to get a Q-tip.
No, Kyle Lowry had 12 points.
I said, yeah, but listen, I said the big guys for you guys last night was Jimmy with 23, Bam with 19, Lowry 13, Struss at 24, and Robinson 17. Hero was a non-factor last
night. That 9 points Deadman put in was a big 9 points for them last night.
Yeah, Deadman did well in his 11 minutes. I can't tell you a word of lie. 9 and 5 in 11 minutes. You can't ask for more than that. That's super production right there. But look over at the Warriors, to your point. Wiggins had 21. Seth Curry had 20. He had a triple double, 23, 13, and 13. But that's not. I mean, 23 for Steph Curry. That's nothing. That's not. You know, that's to be expected. You know, so I see what you mean about that point. He didn't really blow up. Klay had 19, and then here's where you got them: Poole, Green, Moody, and Wiseman, 9, 9, 6, and 5, respectively. So you held the bench in check, and you pretty much you played defense.
I think they needed a model. He's a big man. They need to develop him some more.
And if you look at the teams, the Heat shot 45.5%. The Warriors shot 46.4%. The Heat were 38.1% on three-pointers, 16 of 42. Golden State was 36.7, 18 of 49. And in the free throws, the Heat were 100%, 20 of 20. And the Warriors were 13 of 17 at 76%. Offensive rebounds were even.
The Warriors were cold last night.
39 total rebounds for the Heat, 41 for the Warriors. 32 assists for the Heat, 31 for the Warriors. 3 blocks for the Heat, 5 blocks for the Warriors. 7 steals for the Heat, 8 for the Warriors. 15 turnovers for the Heat, 20 for the Warriors. Here's your ticket where it ties into Bam. 42 points in the paint compared to 32 for the Warriors. That's where they missed Draymond Green. And the Warriors had 22 personal fouls to the Heat only having 16. So that's the difference right there in your ball game. That makes up your 7 points right there easily.
Okay, so what's your take on the Pelicans and the Lakers tonight? Pelicans 4-1. Lakers 1-5.
I got to watch some World Series. You got some nasty college football. I'm gonna be busy watching that. But
I'm gonna take the Pelicans. I would do the same. As a matter of fact, I'll go sleep.
I'll take the Pelicans and the points in that game if they're given any points, because I don't know what to expect from the Lakers after a win. We've seen them after 4 losses Let's try to see what we get from them after a win. Did they blow the wad the other night? Or is that them turning the corner? They figured something out. Westbrook off the bench. I got to, you know, you gotta prove it to me. So I go in with the Pelicans.
Okay, so pick two teams for me. Let's go with between Lakers and the Pelicans and the Heat and the Kings.
Lakers and the Pelicans. I'll go with the Pelicans over the Lakers. And the Heat and the Kings, when are they playing? Tonight?
Tonight, yes. Miami playing home.
In Miami? Second game of a
Miami.
Back-to-back. That's I still like Miami.
Yeah, but Miami.
That's the first game, 7:30 tonight.
Yeah, I like Miami at home, and I win it.
Actually, guys, the second game, the Sixers at 6.
Me and you agree on both teams.
Both teams. I like. Yeah. I'll go with the Pelicans tonight simply because of chemistry and the Brandon Ingram factor that he still wants to put it in the face of the Lakers for trading him.
Yeah.
And the Miami Heat at home, they seem to be getting the chemistry together. So, yeah, I like them at home, too.
I think the Celtics playing the Bulls tonight.
You got the
Cavaliers. They got the Cavaliers.
The Cavs, yeah, that's a good game.
That should be a good game tonight, too.
Yeah, that's the game of the night.
You got some good game tonight, as a matter of fact.
Celtics, you know that Tatum does not touch his Celtics salary.
Smart dude.
He lives off his endorsement.
Smart
and his mother runs his money.
Don't blame him.
And his mother runs his money. And he doesn't touch his Celtics salary. Everything he does off his endorsement. I mean, he spends how he wants. You know, he doesn't send $12,000 here, $20,000 there. But he just lives off his endorsement. That's kind of cool.
You got some good games tonight on top. You got the Sixers and the Wizards. You got the Knicks and the Hawks. You got the Cavs and the Celtics. The Heat and the Kings. The Bucks and the Pistons. Bulls and the Hornets. Spurs and the Raptors. Rockets and the Clippers. Mavs and the Jazz. Blazers and Grizzlies. That's probably the one I could watch there, Mystery Dolphin.
That's a full schedule right there.
And Lakers and Pelicans, all right? So you got a full game of NBA games on top tonight and a couple of college football games. So I like who you like tonight, man, Mystery Caller. Me and Pearly got to get into the picks because we got the Final 10 coming up with Michael Fabiano with your fantasy football, you know, starts and sits. So
okay,
you got anything to chime in before we get out of here?
Just remember my tickets for Joker's Wild, all right?
You straight. You covered. You golden, man. You gave the producer the name, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got that. I got your government name now, too. I could soon pull your phone.
No
anyway, be safe, my brother. We'll talk soon. Hey, thanks for chiming in.
All right, later.
All right, Pearly, what we got tonight, man? Let's get into a couple of things we got to talk about before we get to the picks and we get to the final 10. But this came across the radar right now, and I'm sure you're going to be interested in it because we spoke about it. I think the noose around Daniel Snyder's proverbial NFL ownership neck is tightening because Snyder hired Bank of America Securities to explore potentially selling the team. So there you have it. I think if they've gotten to this point, I think the owners have sent him the message that he's the odd man out. What say you? Pearly muted himself again.
You're embarrassing us. Time to go, Snyder. It's time for you to go.
I thought you was embarrassing us because you muted yourself out. But yeah, it's time to go. Yeah, but the owners.
The motorcycle was about to make a noise. I didn't want to.
Yeah, you didn't want to pull a Peter. No, everything cool. But listen, we mentioned it on the show a couple weeks ago that this is where it was going. You shouldn't mess with Jerry Jones because Jerry got friends.
No.
You shouldn't mess with other owners saying, I hire in private investigators to out you when you cook the books and you cheated the league yourself. I mean, come on.
I know they say, listen, my boy, sell this team or you're going to jail. You ain't running talking with nobody. You ain't running with nobody. Or as you got, and he get a little nervous because, you know, it ain't going to work for him. Dale and D.C. ain't quite like this.
No, I look at this right now and, you know, Daniel Snyder is really, this could be a huge blemish on the NFL because I think if he goes down, he's going to go down swinging. It ain't going to be clean.
I think if he's exploring like that, somebody has already probably gotten to him and sat there and said, listen, let's do this thing right. Let's not make this dirty because just like you got on me, I got on you. And that could probably be what it is, you know? And I'm sure what they got on him is far worse than what he probably got on them.
Another story out of Washington. Washington, D.C. police announced arrest made in connection with the Brian Robinson shooting. A 17-year-old was involved in that. Cost him the first 6 weeks of the season. But he's back to playing football, and that's the good thing about it. But a 17-year-old was involved in that. The Rams allegedly turned down offers for Cam Akers and hope the disgruntled running back will play for the team again this season. I don't think that's going to pan out there. I think Cam is done. We had some trade grades for you, Pearly, real quick before we get to the picks. The 49ers got a B for their trade for Christian McCaffrey. The Carolina Panthers got a B- for what they received for Christian McCaffrey, which was a 2023 second round, a 2023 third round, a 2023 fourth round, and a 2024 fifth round.
Okay.
So those were the grades on that one. Roquan Smith, the grade to the Baltimore Ravens, B- for what they received. And the Bears, they got a B+ because they received linebacker A.J. Klein, a 2023 second round pick, a 2023 fifth round pick.
Okay.
Here you go. Bradley Chubb, the Miami Dolphins were graded a B. And the Denver Broncos received the A- because they got Chase Edmonds, 2023 first round pick from the 49ers, 2024 fourth round pick, which you told us exactly what was the case. Chase Claypool trade, the Bears get a C+ for landing him. The Pittsburgh Steelers get a B for what they received. TJ Hawkinson.
I really don't understand. I don't understand that trade.
I don't understand this trade here getting a C+ grade. Hawkinson to the Vikings, C+, and then C+ to the Lions for getting a 2023 second round pick and a 2024 third round pick. I don't get that. They both got what they wanted. Minnesota got a tight end for years to come.
I think Minnesota's offense just improved a lot.
I don't get that at all, that grading right there. Robert Quinn was a B to the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Bears got a C+ in their return. And our Calvin Ridley, a C. Of course, you trade a player who's suspended and get something for him, that's a win. Kansas City gets a B- for their trade for Kadarius Toney. The Giants get a C+ in what they received for him. All right, okay. And the Nyheim Hines trade. Buffalo gets a B+. Indy gets a C on that one. Jeff Wilson, you guys get a C+. The 49ers get a C+. And James Robinson trade. The Jets get a B-. The Jags get a C+. Robbie Anderson trade. A D+ for the Cardinals and a B for the Carolina Panthers. Deion Jones trade. C for the Cleveland Browns and B for the Atlanta Falcons and all of that. So there you go. We graded everybody. And, now let's get up into the picks.
That's a tough deal.
We got some picks for tonight we need to look at. And then we got the final 10 coming up after the break. So let's get to that. Let's roll on in. We can do NBA tonight. Strictly NBA tonight. Don't worry about the college football. We're going to worry about the NBA tonight. You know why? It's a full set of games on tap, Pearly. There's parlays galore here to play. And betting went on with the Island game. I like the Sixers and the Wizards. I like the Sixers to get this game done tonight. For some reason,
but is Jacques Vaughn is the interim coach tonight, right?
Right.
Yeah, I like the Sixers.
Jacques Vaughn, man, personal friend, used to play at John Muir High School, used to play in the NBA for the Orlando Magic, same time as my good friend Stacey Augment. Played at Kansas University of Kansas, one of the most prolific point guards in the history of Kansas basketball, played at John Muir High School prior to that. Played in the NBA for the Orlando Magic and a couple other teams, but was good people. Yeah. And I had the pleasure of meeting him several occasions through my good friend, Stacey Augman, who used to play for John Muir High School, University of Nevada, Las Vegas, running Rebels for Tarkanian, where they won the national championship. Atlanta Hawks, Portland Trailblazers, Charlotte Hornets, Orlando Magic. And along those ways, you'd bump into players from time to time. Rasheed Wallace has become a friend over the years for multiple reasons. You all know why. Because he liked basketball and he liked wrestling. Jacques Vaughn was another one. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Don't say nothing about Rasheed Wallace. Leave that alone. And then Jacques Vaughn was another one. So, you know, I say that agree. They always said that this guy, you know, point guard mentality and good pedigree. I think something happens with the Sixers tonight. I think something, you know.
You say all I have to say, the Sixers been tonight. Okay, I got you.
They've been tonight, but I saw some things changing with the Sixers the other night when they won.
The new coach will be there tomorrow.
You know, so at the end of the day, what's the deal, though?
They're negotiating. Give them time. You'll get something tomorrow.
Okay. All right. I'll leave that up to you since you've been on the hot streak calling these things out. All right. I like the Knicks and the Hawks. Listen, I like the Knicks to win this game tonight.
I like the Knicks too.
Cavaliers and the Celtics. The
Hawks, you know what? The Hawks have really let me down. You know, I've not seen the growth in them like I thought I was seeing when they came in. When I
right. Let's get into it quick because producer giving me the sign and we got to get to Michael Foriano after the break. Okay. So, Cavaliers and the Celtics. I like the Cavaliers in the upset tonight.
Oh nope, I like the Celtics.
Heat and the Kings. I like the Heat. Bucks and the Pistons, I like the Bucks. Bulls and the Hornets, I like the Bulls.
I like Chicago. Big win last night.
Spurs and the Raptors, I like the Raptors.
I like the Raps.
Rockets and the Clippers, I like the Clippers in this one.
Mavs, I like the Clippers.
Mavs and Jazz, I like the Mavericks in this one.
Hello, Luca.
Trailblazers and the Grizzlies, Ja Morant and the crew. I like the Grizzlies in this one. Lakers and the Pelicans.
I like the Grizzlies.
I already picked the Pelicans in this one. And there you have it.
I like the Phillies tonight.
All right.
I like the Phillies tonight. That's the third one in there.
So we'll get to the break, man, because we got Michael Fabiano lined up and, you know, start him or sit him, all courtesy of Sports Illustrated. Thank you, Pearly, for your contributions. Everybody who chimed in, good stuff. And we'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Have a great Wednesday.
Okay.
Hasta la vista.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Do you want a chance to win one of five Yamaha Kryptonite scooters? Do you like the great taste of Frito-Lay chips? Well, all you have to do is purchase chips like Lay's, Doritos, and Cheetos at your favorite grocery store, and you can enter to win thanks to Frito-Lay and Island Wholesale scooter giveaway promotion. Want to know more? Join us at Extra Value Nassau Village November 5th, this Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. for a chance to play Island Wholesale Shoot and Win Game for instant prizes and a chance to win one of five Yamaha scooters. Frito-Lay, distributed by Island Wholesale.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Get a jump start on gifts at KFC this holiday season. This November, when you enjoy the craveable flavor of a KFC Mega or a Big Deal Mega, you can enter for a chance to win. KFC is giving away one medical VR headset every week that can be yours by simply mega-sizing and entering your receipt. Enjoy your finger-licking good KFC chicken meal and enter the metaverse, courtesy of KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
I don't know that you can play Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You probably have to because they're 16s off, but beware. And then Damian Harris, at this point, be borderline droppable in some smaller leagues. He's lost the leading role in the Patriots' backfield to Ramondre Stevenson. Look at the numbers, all right? This is a guy who has put up 19 or more touches in four straight games compared to Harris, who has seen 17 combined touches in the last 2 weeks. So Damian Harris is a guy that I can't play. The Colts defense, it's not about the matchup. It's about the fact that his usage is so down over the last month. Ramondre Stevenson is now the Patriots running back to own.
All right, jumping over to the wide receiver position, you're starting Christian Kirk this week. You say it's time to go ahead and believe.
Yeah, last week we had him as a sit-em, and he had a stinker. That was against the Broncos, though. You know, the Broncos have one of the better defenses in terms of stopping wide receivers in the whole league. But now he's got the Raiders, all right? No team in the league has allowed more fantasy points to slot receivers than Las Vegas. And, of course, Kirk runs about 65% of his routes out of the slot. So he is a very good play this week. And listen, I'm going to go with Juju Smith-Schuster. He's been hot, right? I mean, last two games before the bye, 47.4 combined fantasy points. He's got a good matchup against the Titans. They've allowed 9 touchdowns and the 6th most points to wide receivers. So Juju Smith-Schuster is a pretty nice flex option during this week with 6 teams off.
All right. And as far as who you're sitting one of the guys on my waiver list. Actually, two of the guys on my waiver list. Not because you don't like them long term, but because this week's matchups aren't ideal.
Right. I mean, Garrett Wilson had a big game last week. I bet Corey Davis was hurt. Elijah Moore's in the doghouse. It was kind of the perfect storm, and the Jets were playing from behind. Now, they may be playing from behind this week, too, and they probably will be against the Bills. But this defense can be very tough on perimeter receivers. So I wouldn't chase the points with Garrett Wilson. He's a risk-reward flex at best. And the same thing goes with Rondale Moore. He had a really good game last week. That's why, Jen, you said pick him up off the waiver wire. But I don't think I would plug him into lineups. Seattle's defense has allowed the third fewest fantasy points to perimeter receivers, and they're allowing an average of just 11.3 points to slot receivers. Their defense is really tough against wideouts, so Rondale Moore is a bit of a risk. Again, with so many teams on a bye, you may have to play them. Temper expectations.
Yeah, so many teams on a bye. You're going to go really deep this week. You may be picking up Terrace Marshall Jr. So, you know, take all of this advice and apply it to your specific team, of course. Now, for tight ends, who you're going to start, this time you have a guy on my waiver list and you say it's okay to start him.
Right, and well, Gerald Everett, number one, he is coming off a bye. He has averaged about 10 points per game, which is pretty good at tight end position. Keenan Allen's not 100%. Mike Williams is not going to play. And they're playing Atlanta. I mean, they've allowed seven tight ends to score at least 9.7 fantasy points against them. So Gerald Everett is in a smash spot. And so is Rob Tonyan. He has got a very good matchup. Last week, he had a touchdown called back because of a penalty. He has really done well against Detroit in his career as well. Four career games, double digits in three of those games. And the Lions' defense has allowed nine or more fantasy points to six tight ends. And Tonyan's probably one of the few guys that Aaron Rodgers actually trusts in the passing game. So start Robert Tonyan.
And as far as who we're sitting, you say don't chase the points with Tyler Conklin this week.
Tight end's a mess this week because you've got all these players off. You've got injuries. And Tyler Conklin ended up being a stud last week. Nobody saw that coming. 25.9 fantasy points, folks. It's not going to happen again. And it's not going to happen against the Buffalo Bills. This defense has given up fewer than 10 fantasy points to all but one tight end, and that was Travis Kelce. So I would not chase the points with Tyler Conklin, and I'm not going to chase the points with Mike Gesicki either. He's very touchdown dependent. In fact, he has scored single-digit fantasy points in every game, Jen, where he hasn't scored a touchdown. And listen to this. The Bears have given up just two touchdowns to tight ends all year long, and they've only given up one touchdown to a tight end in the last five games. So Gesicki is one of those players who is so touchdown dependent. The matchup's not great. I'd keep him on the sidelines.
There you have it, folks. Michael Fabiano's excellent week 9 advice. For all the start and sit-em advice from Michael Fabiano, you can find it at si.com/fantasy. And it is by Mageddon, 6 teams on bye. So if you need some advice, also check out our waiver wire articles. But don't leave before you hit that subscribe button.